Washington state officials have postponed 250 acres of timber sales on steep slopes near the town of Oso in Snohomish County. The State Department of Natural Resources had planned to auction off the Riley Roeder timber sale, as well as a smaller sale it called Home Repairs this Wednesday. That's a month and a day after the landslide that killed at least 39 people in Oso. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
The Riley Roeder site is on state land about 5 miles south of Oso. It's so steep that the DNR had proposed it be logged using helicopters. That would mean trees could be removed without building new logging roads. DNR said cutting roads into the steep hillsides could worsen the risk of landslides. In January, an environmental group urged the DNR to leave part of the area uncut. The Washington Forest Law Center said the proposed cut would put a dozen homes and salmon streams at risk from landslides. It also expressed concern about the combined impact of the sale with proposed logging just uphill on land owned by Weyerhaeuser. DNR approved the Riley Roeder sale in early March and showed no sign of backing away from that decision after the Oso slide. Cara Whitaker is a scientist with the Forest Law Center.
It was kind of funny because it was just Tuesday on the 15th that we got some correspondence from DNR confirming they were going to proceed with the sale.
But by Friday afternoon, the DNR had reversed itself.
We're hoping this reversal is a signal that DNR is committed to changing the way it logs on steep and unstable slopes.
Kyle Blum is a deputy supervisor with the Department of Natural Resources.
We really did have a thorough review beforehand, but prudence and the changing conditions dictated the decision to postpone until further review.
Blum said the changing conditions include the Oso area's heavy rainfall in March, as well as the Oso landslide. Blum said DNR is also reviewing other timber sales in the Oso area to make sure none of them put public safety at risk. I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.